Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Travis from AOL Church, and I want to thank you for joining us on our podcast. I pray this inspires you, encourages you, and leads you to your next step to connect with God. Enjoy the message.
Just as I came to the earth the first time as God in the flesh, so am I now coming to you and to this nation and across the earth in this Christmas season to give you a gift, says the Lord, that you will never forget. What you have been watching in the media is the spirit of that woman Jezebel trying to replace the woman called the church in the earth. But the voice of the church, come on, the voice of the church. Come on, the voice of the church. The voice of the church in this hour are my prophets, and they will not be silenced. And the word of the Lord that I have released in this hour, though it looks impossible, says God, it will come to pass. All that I have declared to you, it will not come to pass by the power of men. It will not come through politics or law or even the Supreme Court, says the Lord. But it will come by the power of the Holy Ghost in this day and hour. In January 2021, the angel Michael is sounding the ram's horn as a call to war against false religion and the counterfeit church in the earth. There is a spirit of power and authority that is going to arise on you. There is now a sound of the lion of the tribe of Judah getting ready to come up out of the house of the Lord. Come on, if you've got the lion of the tribe of Judah on the inside of you and on the inside, come on, give the Lord praise this morning, for he is worthy of it. He said, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you in this Christmas season. I have not forgotten what I promised you, and though it looks impossible, and though the media says it will not happen, and though they have already crowned one king, I say to you, he's a false king. Have I not always told you that though I tarry long when you pray, that when I do come, I will show up quickly? What I am ready to do in this next few weeks will be a quick work. It will not be done in part. It will not have a back door for the enemy to come through. But I'm going to finish what I started. And for 4 years, the glory of the Lord will descend on the earth in a way you have never seen. I have waited to show myself in the time of destiny because I wanted the enemy to show himself first. Now that he is uncovered, you're going to see the anointing of evangelism being released in the earth, and harvest will begin. Come on, give the Lord praise if you're believing for a son or believing for a daughter coming back to the land of the living. Just as I had to wait until the sword could be put into the hand of David before the enemy was destroyed, just as I waited for the Jordan to flood before Israel could cross over, just as I waited for Mordecai to be promoted until Haman's gallows were built, know this, the enemy has built a gallows on which to hang the church, but I'm getting ready to reverse what has been declared in this nation, and I'm going to take the weapon that has been formed against the house of the Lord, and I'm going to cause the enemy to be destroyed by the very weapon he forged in the fires of hell to destroy the people of God. He says this, in the next 4 years, I'm giving the nation of the earth to the church as their inheritance. Come on, give the Lord praise this morning if you truly believe that. So God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, we get in agreement right now as believers, and we pray, Lord, for that harvest of souls. We pray for that great awakening, that great shakening, that revival that's coming to the land, that revival that's coming to the church, and that revival that's happening in me. That revival that's happening in you, in Jesus' mighty name. And so, Lord, we declare, we thank you for the word that came forth. I pray, Lord, that it would happen in us, happen in this great nation. We come against Marxism. We curse communism. We curse socialism. We pray that it dissipate and die. And, Lord, we pray right now, we curse COVID-19. We plead the blood. Come on, we plead the blood of Jesus over us, over our children, over our people. Oh, Lord, over this town, we plead the blood. We plead the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood. In Jesus' mighty name, and all God's people said, amen. Come on. How many are already glad you came to church? Praise the Lord. Well, please stay standing for the reading of the word. I'm going to start in Luke chapter 2. It says this: during those days, the Roman emperor, Caesar Augustus, ordered the first census to be taken throughout his empire. That guy, Quirinus, was the governor of Syria at that time. Verse 3, everyone had to travel to his or her hometown to complete the mandatory census. So Joseph and his fiancée Mary left Nazareth, a village in Galilee, and journeyed to their hometown in Judea, to the village of Bethlehem, King David's ancient home. They were required to register there since they were both direct descendants of David. Mary was pregnant, nearly ready to give birth. When they arrived in Bethlehem, Mary went into labor, and there she gave birth to her firstborn son. After wrapping the newborn baby in strips of cloth, they laid him in a feeding trough since there was no available space in any upper room in the village. That night in a field near Bethlehem, there were shepherds watching over their flocks. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared in radiant splendor before them, lighting up the field with the blazing glory of God, and the shepherds were terrified. But the angel reassured them, saying, "Don't be afraid, for I have come to bring you good news, the most joyous news the world has ever heard. And it is for everyone, everywhere. For today in Bethlehem, a rescuer was born for you. He is the Lord Yahweh, the Messiah. You will recognize him by this miracle sign. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a feed trough." Then all at once, a vast number of glorious angels appeared, the very armies of heaven. And they all praised God, singing, "Glory to God in the highest realms of heaven, for there is peace and good hope given to the sons of men." Amen. Amen. We'll give the Lord a hand. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor and say, "You look like you've lost 20 pounds. Lie to him if you have to. All right. I need somebody to tell me that. I need my faith built up at this time. Praise God. Come on, let's give our worship team a hand. Choir, you guys did awesome. All right. Well, here we are, 5 days till Christmas. I hope you can breathe. I can hope you can relax. You still have 5 days to find something for your spouse that they won't even like. Right? Just speaking out loud here. But there's two gifts that I see in this text in Luke chapter 2. I talked about one of them last week. But two gifts that we should continually think about all year and not just at Christmas. And that is joy and that is peace. And how many of y'all believe that joy and peace are a gift? And what I love about joy and peace is this, is throughout Scripture, you always see them tethered together. In fact, in Galatians chapter 5, when he talks about the fruits of the Spirit that God gives us, it talks love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and temperance. Those two things always go together. How many of y'all know it's hard to have joy and not have peace? It's hard to have peace and not have joy. Those things can be connected together. They're tethered together. And one of my favorite texts is found in Isaiah chapter 9. We always read verse 6. I'm going to read out of the NIV. But especially in the time that we are, in the year that we've had in 2020, this is a great passage of text to remind us that the government is on the Lord's shoulders. Okay, I'm going to say that again, that the government is on the Lord's shoulders. And it says in verse 2, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." How many of y'all believe that's what happened when you came to Jesus? You may have been at a dark place. You have been a lying, cheating, dead, beaten, two-timing. But when Jesus came to live on the inside of you, you're a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become brand new. There was something that happened on the inside of you. It says in verse 3, "You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy." You know what my prayer for America is right now? That it increase their joy. You know how America's going to have increase in its joy? When increase of joy comes on the inside of you. "Increase their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning. will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born. How many of y'all know when he came at a dark time. He came at a time where even the king was after him to kill him. But he came to bring some things. He came to bring us joy. He came to give us peace. He came to bring us hope. And it says, for unto us a child is born, for unto us a child is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Aren't you thankful that you don't have to rely on Dr. Phil to give you counsel? You can rely on Jesus, the Son of the Most High Living God, to give you counsel. He's the Wonderful Counselor. He gives the best counsel. Aren't you thankful that he is a mighty God? He's not a wimpy God. He's a mighty God. He's not a, you know, a fat gold statue inside of Pecan Moo. He is a God that is still on the throne. And how many of y'all believe today that Jesus is still alive and he's at the right hand of the Father and he's making intercession for me and you? He's a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. He's a mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. I tell you what, you may have a father on this earth that's given up on you. You may have a granddad that's given up on you. You may have people, but God says he'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. He's a good, good Father. He's a good Father, and he's an everlasting Father. He'll never leave you, and he really will never forsake you. He is the Prince of Peace. I'm telling you, you ain't going to get peace in the world that we live in. You ain't going to get peace at Walmart right now. You ain't going to get it. I would say you could buy a peace there, but you can't even buy those at Walmart anymore, I don't think. But he's the Prince of Peace. And I love this, that the government will be on his shoulders, especially right now, how things are so undone. Things are so crazy. But that weight, that power, that authority is on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Isn't that such good news? That's good news. Jesus holds all the authority over peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Those of you that have been following in the mornings in prayer, I've been talking about how important it is that we learn how to fight. And I'm going to tell you in 2021, and thank God for this word that came forth, and I'm believing that God is going to give us a gift in this Christmas season. And I can't wait to see what it is. How many of y'all thankful Jesus is still giving gifts? Amen. And I believe he is giving us a good gift. But I'm telling you, as much as I'm preaching on joy and as much as I'm preaching on peace, you as the people of God, you're going to have to learn how to fight. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Bobby, you're going to have to learn how to fight. Isn't that true? We're going to have to learn how to fight. Fight the good fight of faith. And through Ephesians 6:10 all the way through 14, it talks about putting on the armor of God. Because the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers over darkness and wickedness in high places. I mean, the biggest thing that we fight the most of the time is wickedness in high places. The highest place on your body is your mind. And the wicked places can end up inside of your head. Can I get an amen? And it's... He tells us how you're going to combat that. He gives us seven pieces of weapon that we'll use. He talks about the helmet of salvation. We need to cast all our cares on him, for he cares for us. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. We need to have our mind renewed every single day. He talks about the breastplate of righteousness. We need to guard our heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. He talks about a girdle that we need to put on. I need one right now during the Christmas holiday just to keep everything sucked in. But we need to have the written word of God. Y'all listen up. If you're going to fight in 2021, you can't rely on your preacher to give you the written word of God. You can't rely on your mama to give you the written word of God. You can't rely on that YouTube preacher to give you the written word of God. You need to get it in the word of God. You need to get in the written word of God, and that's the loin belt of truth. He talks about having the sword of the Spirit. That's the spoken word of God. And then he talks about the shield of faith. Above all, out in front of you, we need a shield of faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We need to learn how to be people of faith. I'm telling you, I'm at peace today because of faith on the inside of me. And he talks about throwing the spear of prayer out in front. We throw it out in front. But the one I'm talking about this morning is the shoes of peace. He says you need to have your feet shod with peace. That's a very spiritual term, shod. Amen. You need to have your feet shod with peace. And what I love about the shoes of peace, and you study the Roman soldier of how he was looking at it and how we need to have our feet shod with peace. They would have hobnails on the bottom of it. It wasn't actually something that sounds peaceful. It was actually a weapon that they used of when somebody was down, hobnails, they could kick that person and penetrate their skin. It was something that they fought with, but it was also something if they had to stand their ground. How many of you know when peace comes over you, no matter what's going around you, God will give you peace to put your feet in the ground of the Word of God? I'm not going to be shook by what I hear. I'm not going to be shook by what's going on around me. I'm not going to be shook by those things because I'm standing in perfect peace. They would have things over their shins. Because of the places that they went, there were thorns that would be very easy for them it to get inside of their skin. What am I telling you? Is this the Word of God, and God can give you peace that even though you're going through some rough places, even though you're going through some thorny patches, God will give you the ability to have peace on the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And how many of y'all believe in 2021 we need something to grab a hold of to protect us from the enemy? In Luke 2:14, New King James, it says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." He came to give peace, not just to me, not just to Pastor Robert, not just to Rocky. He came to give peace to every single person in this room. And I don't care how you've been raised. I don't care where you've come from. I believe that God wants to give you peace today, this morning, and for the rest of your life. In Luke 1:76, it says this through verse 79. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest. For you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet, listen, into the way of peace. This morning, I want to talk to you about the way of peace. How many of y'all know in 2020, we need to know the way of peace? You know, there's lots of people out there, they're not living in peace. There's a lot of people out there that are discouraged. They're upset. And I tell you what, there's a lot of things to be discouraged about. You may be discouraged about the economy. You may be discouraged because you know people that are sick. You know people that have lost their life. There's lots of people. I'm preaching to the choir right now. Just go to the mall. People are anxious. And it's not just because they don't know what to get someone. It's because of everything that's going on. Absolutely anxious. Like, don't touch me. Don't look at me. Don't brush up against me. I might die and you might die right here with me. You can laugh. Is it not true? You walk in and it's like, OMG. Holy smokes. It's so heavy everywhere that we go. People are worried. They're upset. They're driving in a car by themselves with a mask on. Hallelujah. People are frustrated. Why people are frustrated? Because they can't control other people. Amen? People are frustrated. And you may be frustrated out there because you can't control other people. People need to think the way that I think. Well, you've done lost your mind if you're going to be able to do that. I believe this. I believe that in the middle of it all, you can have peace. You know what peace is in the Amplified? When it talks about peace, it has the parentheses there of what peace is, and it says inner calm, spiritual well-being. How many of y'all know peace is an inner calm? It's more than on the outside than what's on. It's more that what's on the inside rather than what's on the outside. I like that show Mythbusters where they bust myths of what people think. And people have a myth. They think that peace is determined by how calm and serene your circumstances are. And can I tell you this? If you're waiting for that, you're never going to have peace. There's always something to try to grab your peace. I'm in peace when I'm sleeping. There's people out here that are not in peace when they're sleeping. They toss and they turn. Even with everything that's going on, I'm telling you, I've been watching YouTube videos. I've been listening to podcasts that I promise you would make any normal person go crazy of what's going on in the world. But you know, when I lay my head on my pillow, I say this, I pray that my sleep will be sweet. I pray, God, that you will minister to me in my dreams. You know why? Because I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I'm a pastor. And if I'm not at peace, I'm going to have children that are not at peace. Come on, some husbands need to hear this morning. If you're not at peace, your wife is not going to be at peace. Amen? Can I get an amen when your wife is not at peace? Can I get an amen? Amen. Glory to God. That was straight from Hebrews something. All right? Even on vacation, things can be crazy. We went and saw pastors in Florida this March. And while we flew there on a plane with crazy pandemic people that had been already watching CNN, and really in all reality, coronavirus wasn't even hardly here. And I mean, it was crazy. You're hearing all these things, you're seeing things on the TV, and we get to Florida, Disney's closed down, praise the Lord. That's the only time I'm saying that. That demonic devil mouse, we didn't have to spend all my money there, praise the Lord. But SeaWorld was shut down, Putt-Putt was shut down, all of it was shut down. Everything was shut down. The beach was not shut down. It wasn't there yet, but it was already where the mouse was, and I believed it. Pluto definitely tested positive, but whatever. You know, all of this stuff, and while I'm there, should we have church, should we not have church? I'm here to be at sunny Florida playing golf with Pastor Ty, and it's heavy. Heavy. I'm getting texts. I'm getting phone calls. I'm getting emails from people being pulled in every single direction. But can I tell you this? I still had fun because I'm not going to let any outward thing destroy what God's already done on the inside of me. You can still have peace. You may say, when I stop working and I'm not working with so-and-so, then it will happen. See, if you're waiting for those things, there's always going to be somebody to feel that thing to destroy peace in your life. You need to learn how to build a habit of peace. You know where stress comes from? Stress is caused by your reaction to life situations. I'm going to say that again. Stress is caused by your reaction to life situations. You need to know that this morning. That how I react to some things that are happening inside the family and inside of situations. I'm telling you, there's people that are looking at you to see the result and the reaction that you have to things. You can have the peace in the middle of all of it. Can I remind you? It was right in the middle of the cross that he took and he shed blood for you and I to walk in healing. It was right in the middle of the cross that he bore our sins on the cross. It was right in the middle of the cross that he did a miracle for you and me. And it was right in the middle of your situation that he's given us an example that no matter if they threw rocks, no matter that they spit, no matter that they drove nails in his hands, right in the middle of all of that, I came to do it so you don't have to go through it. You can have peace. He took it on his back. Cast all your care on him, for he cares for you, the Bible says. And I truly believe that with all my heart, that even in the middle of the coronavirus, you can have peace. We told our kids that in the very beginning of all of it. Hey, listen, we're not going to live in fear. We're going to live in peace. We're going to live in joy. I've seen people in the middle of hearing the diagnosis of cancer have peace. I've heard people hear something in the middle of flu or even in the middle of a heart attack. You know what a nurse was telling me the other day? Of a guy that came in to the ER there. He was having such a hard time breathing. Was tested positive for COVID-19. And he said, they said this, we want to take you back and we want to put you on the ventilator. He said, no, I'm not going on the ventilator. But she said the difference between him and so many others, he came in and he was so positive. He said, I am not. He said, I'm having a hard time breathing. I need something to help me breathe. But because of his confidence of him coming in that way and surrounded by a confident wife and a confident kid, she said it made all the difference in the world. Come on, I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be many times, whether it be coronavirus, maybe it be a heart attack, whatever it is, there's confidence that comes from the Word of God, and it can give you peace. No matter what situation that you go up against, no matter what, how the world's caving in on you, you can have peace even in the middle of a fraudulent election. You can have peace. I'm having peace. Am I going to put my head in the sand and just act like nothing's going on? No, I'm going to fight. You tell them I'm coming and hell's coming with me. You better believe that. But you know what? I'm going to have peace. I'm still going to have peace. I mean, even though, you know, Dominion software was made in Venezuela and sent to Frankfurt, Germany, and, you know, parts of it are made in Russia. I mean, all writing on the wall, people, I'm still going to be at peace. Come on, you can be at peace too. Even the weather, I've told this story before, things that you can't control, you can still have peace. Pastor Brandy sent me to United one night. Storm's coming in. I go in, and it is raining. Well, they closed us inside of United, and they said a tornado's coming. And I'm telling you, I'm walking around. I'm shopping. They come over the intercom that we're closing the doors. You can't leave here. We're under tornado. Which one's the one where the tornado's there? Whatever. There's a watch and a warning. Whatever. I'm preaching. I shouldn't ask you guys. Everybody would give me a different answer. That's what happens. But I remember it comes over. You know what I did? I shopped. I was over there in the fruits and vegetables. I was over there in the meat department. I was having a big time. I love food. It's like there's no place I'd rather be shut up in. The only better place would have been at Sam's, where you can have so much more. And I'm telling you, these people were hallucinating, freaking out. We're gonna die. You may. I'm not. God supplies all my needs. Glory to God. And can I tell you that those people, I'm telling you, people were screaming that. We're all gonna die. Isn't it crazy? I was walking in D.C. across the street, out in the middle of the open, talking to a guy. This lady's leaning out of her car. Sir, put your mask on. We're all going to die. I'm like, what in the world? Out here in the middle of the open. Can I tell you? You can have peace. You can have peace. No matter what's going on, people of God, can I tell you something? When he came to this world, he gave us a gift, and that gift is called peace. And no matter what circumstances, no matter what you've gone through, you can have peace. And real quick, I want to talk about the way of peace. I want to give you three practical things. Number one is this: pray and ask for peace. Every morning I'm online at 6:30 a.m. I want to tell you I don't just turn it on at 6:30. I'm up at 5:30, I read the Word of God, and I pray. I'm in the basement, and I'm telling you, I get after it. And you know, there's things that are heavy from the church. There's things that are heavy as a dad. There's things that are heavy as being a husband. There's things that are heavy from being a business owner. And can I tell you this? As I begin to pray and ask for peace, I remember that greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. As I begin to go to the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, when I'm reminded that no circumstance and no thing that's going on in my life or in my family or in my job that is going to disconnect me from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm reminded that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If God was there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego inside the fire, he'll be with me right now in the middle of December, in the middle of a pandemic. Come on, somebody. You need to pray and ask for peace. It's God's perfect peace, and he'll give you peace. No matter what brick wall you're up against, God will download something to you and remind you. If he was there, in Hebrews chapter 11 reminds us of all the things throughout Scripture. If he was there with Jonah in the well, he'll be with me in this circumstance that I'm going through right now. If he was there with Joseph when he was inside the pit, and then he went inside the palace, and then he went inside the prison, God will be with me today in 2020 in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of people going crazy. God will be with me. I just got to pray and ask God for it. And it says in John 14, 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." God left you with peace. He brought a gift. His name was Jesus. And when he came to this world, he brought this world peace. Here's a great passage of text you need to write down. You need to have it in your battle words. The sword of the Spirit, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything." Can I say everything? The word in the Greek literally means everything. Everything. You know what it means in Hebrew? Everything. You know what it means in Texican? Everything. Todo. All. By prayer and supplication, there it is, pray and ask for peace. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know why it is the way that it is. You know what? I don't have to. But I know this. I can grab a hold of something, and it's the peace of God. It will guard my heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Listen, Passion Translation says, "Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing." Isn't that good? "Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that just transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ." Isn't that good? Here's the second thing. First, pray and ask for peace. Number two, be intentional and plan for peace. Well, that sounds so basic. No, there's some of you that need to be intentional and actually plan for it. Every morning when you wake up, you're planning for something to get offended out. Every morning, whether you know it or not, when you wake up in the morning, you're planning for something to worry you. You're planning because, you know, we're geared that way. If you watch television at all right now, they're planning for us for something to give us bad news. CNN means constant negative news. I don't know if you know that, but that's what it means. All right? But you need to be intentional and plan for peace. Look for it. Don't lose it. Sometimes you lose your keys. There's lots of you, you lose your peace. Not like your peace, but you lose. And if you don't have a peace, I want to encourage you to get a peace. Amen? Amen. Isaiah 45 or Isaiah 9 or Isaiah 208 or an Isaiah 223. But praise the Lord. You need peace and a peace. I need to move on. Psalms 27:13 says this, "I remain confident of this." How many of y'all know we need confidence today in 2020? We need confidence. "I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." I will see the goodness. Do you believe that you can see the goodness of the Lord today in 2020? Yes, I do. I believe with all my heart. You know why? The Word says it, and the Word gives me confidence. Confidence that comes. "I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Now, I wrote a few things down of how you can be intentional and plan for peace. Be smart with your time. Be smart with your time. There's some of you, you get off work, and you go and you sit on the couch and you watch TV. Or you scroll through your phone and look at Facebook. Or you scroll through your phone and look at Instagram, and you're wondering why you don't have peace in your marriage or have peace with your kids. It's because you don't have a relationship with them. You have a relationship with your phone and with your TV. And I'm here to tell you, because you're not diligent with your time and the things that you do with it, you're not going to have peace in your life. Here's another thing, how you can plan for it. Be prepared to say no. Financially, this is Christmas time. Financially, there is things and purchases that you make that you think, and it becomes so heavy on you, "I shouldn't have bought that." Then you should say no. You know what will rob you of peace? Debt. Debt will rob you of peace. You need a plan to say no in some things. There's some things that even the family's doing that it may bring too much confusion and too much being late to things. And I'm telling you, those types of things rob me of peace. Eliminate distractions. Some of y'all need to turn the TV off. Eliminate
some distractions. You need to eliminate some friendships. It's some friendships that are barking inside of your ear that are distracting you from being at peace with God and having the peace of God. Here's another one. Deal with procrastination. Who am I talking to? I don't want to see any elbows thrown right now. Thursday morning, I went out to my pickup. Thursday morning. Go out to my truck, and the back two wheels of my trailer, I had a big Dave Shewan, back two wheels of my trailer, one was all on the ground, and the other one barely had enough air in it. Did I flip out? Oh, Thursdays suck. Did I put it on Facebook? I hate my life. No, I didn't do any of that. And some of y'all need to get a word from the Lord. Don't do that. Nobody cares. I'm just going to be honest with you. Nobody cares. You know what I did? I went back there. If I had to go to Two Totem, I would, to fill it up as much as I could. But I went back and I filled it up. I filled it up as much as I could. I nursed it to the tire shop, and I got it fixed that day. You know why? Because if I just nurse it and nurse it and nurse it, what's going to eventually happen is I'm going somewhere, and I'm going to have a blowout. You know what's worse than just having two low tires is blowouts and paying for them. And then it robs you of peace, and you wonder why you don't have peace. It's because you're not dealing with some things. I know this is practical teaching, thou saith the Lord. But some of y'all need to hear this. You're robbed of peace because you're not taking care of things inside of your home. Here's another one. You'll have peace. Be intentional and plan for peace. Get some sleep. Get some sleep. You need to sleep. Here's another one. Improve your eating and exercise. Let's move to the next one. All right. You're like in the middle of December when there's fudge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Fudge, pecans. Amen. But I'm telling you, I feel so much better when I do exercise. I feel so much better when I eat right. Those three times of the year, I'm at peace. I'm at peace. Oh, I could eat a piece of something right now. I ain't even going to lie. I am hungry. But can I tell you this? Can I tell you this? Christmas 2020, plan and be intentional for peace. Amen? Let's plan and be intentional. Here's the last one. Go after it and stay in peace. Romans 14, 19 says this, let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. You won't find peace if you're not pursuing it. You won't. I'm waiting for them to come to me. When they come to me, that's when we'll work it out. Well, you're going to be waiting a long time. If you're going to be somebody who's going after it and really wants it in their life, you go after it and you pursue the peace. You know how you're not going to have go after it is bring up things like, do you remember when, all right, wives, I'm talking to y'all. You remember when you said, you remember? And you're lying to the husband because he don't remember anything? I'm speaking out of context. I'm going to move on. Pastor Brandy shouldn't have came to this service this morning. Do you remember? Can I tell you what I tell my kids? From the spirit of Frozen, you need to let it go. Come on. Let it go. Let it go. I felt the anointing come in just right now. All right? You know how you can go after and stay in peace? Get off of social media. There's times where I'll read something from some bonehead that I don't even like, and I'll be so bothered by the way that they believe, and it'll rob me of peace, and here I'll be inside of my home with great, beautiful children that I love, and I can't be at peace because of some bonehead on Facebook. You may point all your fingers all you want to, but you know what? There's a thumb looking back at you. Is that not the truth? It's the truth. We need to be careful of that. Matthew 5:9 says this, blessed. How many of y'all want to be blessed? I'm going to go ahead and invite the worship team up here right now. Blessed, spiritually calm with life, joy, and God's favor are the makers and maintainers of peace, for they will express his character and be called the sons of God. That's the Amplified. Husbands, blessed are the peacemakers. I'm going to give you guys some things, because some of you like to argue, And if you want to have peace this Christmas, I'm going to give you some practical things to go after and stay in peace. This Christmas, when you're with that family of 30 people, some you like, some you don't like, don't talk about things like the vaccine. Don't. I'm just going to be honest. Don't do it. Because you're not going to talk somebody who's for it out of it. You're not going to talk somebody that's out of it for it. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. The other day, I was talking to somebody who's just, you know, came to me and was gung-ho, and they had it and all that. They said, what do you think? And I said, it doesn't matter. You've already had it. You know how I'm going to stay at peace? Is not argue with them. Peace. Here's another thing. Don't talk about the coronavirus. You want to have peace this Christmas? Don't talk about the coronavirus. If you do anything, curse the coronavirus, that it dissipate and die in Jesus' name. But you're going to have people in your family that are scared to death, and you're going to have some that have faith and are confident. And you don't know what kind of steps they came from, and you don't know what they've been through, but you know what? I'm not going to argue with them. I'm not going to argue about the mask. I'm not going to argue about something that you can, you know, still smell a flatulence through that's supposed to rid you of something deadly. I'm not. I'm not going to talk about an election. Can I give you guys a pointer? Don't talk about politics at Christmas dinner. You want to have peace inside of your family? Don't talk about those things. I didn't really realize how many commie-crat people I had on Facebook. But you know what? Let's live at peace. And the Bible says, blessed are those who are makers of peace. You wonder why you're not at peace is because you want to argue things that don't make a hill of beans. Proverbs 20 and verse 3 says this, it is an honor for a man to keep away from strife. Can I say this again? It is an honor for a man to keep away from strife. Go ahead and stand to your feet. It is an honor for a man to keep away from strife by handling situations with thoughtful foresight. But any fool will start a quarrel without regard for the consequences. Can I say that again? It's an honor for a man to keep away from strife by handling situations with thoughtful foresight. But a fool will start a quarrel without regard for the consequences. I don't know about you, but I want to be a man of honor and not a fool. Can I say it again? I want to be a man of honor and not a fool. Only a fool argues with a fool. And can I tell you, I can raise my hand. I've done some foolish things in 2020, arguing with people that I don't even know. And how dumb is that? If you're going to be at peace, there's four levels that I wrote down this morning. One's peace with God. And I'm going to give you the opportunity this morning. If you're not at peace with God, the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, we're a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become brand new. There's a peace of God, peace with God that comes over us when we ask Jesus to come live on the inside of our hearts. Will you lift your hand this morning if you prayed that prayer and say, you know what, I'm at peace with God because I've prayed that prayer of salvation. Come on, lift your hand proudly if that's you. I've prayed that prayer. And it's made a difference. Here's the other one, is the peace of God. The peace of God is protective peace that comes upon us. So when we walk through rocky places, we don't get offended. We don't get tore up. We don't get hurt. Those thorny situations, they will hurt if you don't have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Here's another one, peace with yourself. You may be at a place where you're not at peace with yourself. There's things you've said, things that you've done. I'm here to tell you that God has forgiven you and you need to forgive yourself. Here's another one, peace with others. You need to have peace with others. Those are some pointers. If you're waiting for somebody to come to you, you can wait for a long time. But you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do with this peace, this gift that God has given us? I'm going to pray and ask for peace. Come on, lift your hand if you're going to pray and ask for peace. I mean, lift your hand. I'm going to be intentional and I'm going to plan for peace. Let's lift your hand. I'm going to go after it and I'm going to stay at peace. Did this help you this morning? Who's going to live at peace this Christmas season, this Christmas year? And if anything, you need to know this. There's things that are coming to America. I promise you that. I'm full confident of that. Full confident. There's things that are coming that we ain't gonna like. There's things that are gonna be hard. But you know who's gonna make it? The one who fights for peace. The one who fights the good fight of faith. With every head bowed, with every eye closed, if you're in here and you know what, you say this, Pastor, I'm in this room today and I can honestly be confident to tell you this. On this 20th day of December, 2020, one of the hardest years of our lives, you can say this. You know what, Pastor, I can just be honest with you. I'll lift my hands and say, I am not at peace right now. I'm not at peace. Come on, I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. You're not at peace. There may be some turmoil in your family. There may be some turmoil inside your business. There may be some turmoil. Whatever it is, come on, just lift your hand. Be honest this morning. Be honest. Lift your hand. Oh, in Jesus' name, I want to pray for you. Keep your hand lifted. Keep your hand lifted. I believe there's some all over this room. I believe there is an anointing here to break it off of your life. Oh, to break that curse off of your life. Lord, in Jesus' name, I get in agreement. Come on, church, you help me pray for these. I pray, God, right now in Jesus' name for these that have their hands lifted high. I pray for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Lord, if it's sin in their life, if it's sin in their life, Lord, I pray that today they would repent of that sin. Lord, I know that sin separates us from God, and being separated from you, we don't have peace. And so, Lord, I pray in Jesus' mighty name, I pray over these financial issues. Oh, Lord, if they're not a giver and a tither, Lord, give them revelation on be a giver and a tither in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, you supply all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I will say to the Lord that you're our refuge and our fortress. It's in you we put our trust. I pray right now, God, for all these situations, relationships that are tethered, that are hurt, that are broken. I pray sons and daughters back to their family and into the kingdom of God right now in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Lord, there's turmoil. Those that have dealt with divorce, separation of parents, or maybe marriages that are at a rocky place right now, I speak to those things right now in Jesus' name. And I pray for the peace of God that surpasses all. God, give them the gift of peace this morning. No matter what they're going through, no matter what they're up against, Lord, I pray for perfect peace. You can put your head down with every head bowed, with every eye closed. If you're in here and you say, Pastor, I'm away from the Lord. I don't know Jesus. I can honestly say this. You're talking about peace, but I've never had peace. It may be because you've never met the Prince of Peace. The Bible says, confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I will say to the Lord that he's our refuge and our fortress. It's in him we put our trust. You don't have to put your trust in other men, kings, officials, people, family members. But God asks for full trust in him. And you say, Pastor, I don't have that in my life. I'm away from the Lord. You don't know what I've said. You don't know what I've done. You don't know the drugs. You don't know what I've drank. You don't know what I've said. You don't know the people that I've hurt. The Bible says he'll not only forgive you, but he'll forgive you as far as the east is from the west. He'll throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. And I'm here to tell you this morning on this Christmas holiday that you can live at peace. All you got to do is invite him in to live inside of your heart. The world around you won't be at peace, but you can be at peace knowing that Jesus lives, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Great Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, lives on the inside of you. You'll be that new creation we talked about. If you're out there and you say, Pastor, I need to pray that prayer, I'm going to ask everybody in this room, if you need to get right with the Lord, if you're away from God, but you need to get right with the Lord, this morning's your morning. Come back to the land of the living. Please pray this prayer with me. I'm going to ask everybody in this room, let's pray together as a family. Say, Jesus, I believe you died on the cross. You were buried, and on the third day, you rose again. Come live in my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Make me new. From this day forward, I will follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today. You can stay connected with us through our website, arenaoflifechurch.org, or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. God bless you and keep you.